In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about how to manage time with business and a family. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, your host, Rachel Peterson. I'm excited to share this because this is a topic that comes up probably more than almost any other question about social media, and that's how do you balance it all? How do you manage family and business and life and everything? And like, we're gonna talk about a lot here. I think this is gonna be very open. I want to be so clear that I never feel like we have everything figured out. Everything is always in a state of continual growth and change and tweaking. As soon as we figure out something that works, it's kind of like having kids. As soon as you figure out one thing, your kid goes into a new phase and suddenly you're like, oh, okay, so everything that worked before didn't work now. The same thing is absolutely true, A, with your business, B, with your kids, C, with your marriage, and then put them all together and suddenly it's like, okay, so things change. And I want to be so clear about that. So sometimes things will work for a while and then they'll stop working. For example, this is like the real behind the scenes of my life right now. We have had this great business by design. I've worked 9 to 6, sometimes 9 to 5 every day. And then it's almost like we went into a new era where suddenly, A, the kids are home more because they're in school half the time. Anyone else feel that, by the way? Feeling like the homeschool side, it's changing things. Like, there's no way we can look at what things looked like in fall of last year and feel like it's exactly the same. It's a totally different year with totally different expectations that we can hold for ourselves, right? We got to kind of release some of those expectations for productivity, for the kids being quiet. I mean, I'm about to record right now and it's about to thunderstorm and I'm supposed to be filming a course tonight, and I just know now that we're going to have that thunderstorm in the background, so I may not be able to get the recording done that I hope to. I'm fine with the podcast, I'm fine with the YouTube video, but like for a course that's going to ultimately go out to people, I can't record it because there's going to be like the cracking of lightning and thunder. Well, thunder, but you know what I mean. And so we have to sometimes be like, okay, this is a very fluid concept, balance. Balance is not real, by the way. Balance sounds like an exhausting process. So we had our business by design really clearly planned for the last few months. And then as we go into the season of the kids half of the time being in school and Paul homeschooling Delilah half the time, Dakota's amazing at understanding how to learn virtually, but he's really supporting Delilah with like reading, which means I have less support from him in the business. It is an interesting season. Oh, and there goes the rain. Oh yeah. I sounded so Minnesotan. So like, as I'm filming this big course, it is such a thrilling, exciting thing to create a product and put it out there. I love the process of filming. I love the process of recording, getting it done. It is a ton of work. I mean, add probably 2 to 5 hours per day to every single day's worth of work. So when I had my schedule down 9 to 5, 9 to 6, and suddenly you're adding 1, 2, 3, 5 extra hours per day, it looks totally different right now. So realistically, is there any way that I can expect myself to have dinner made or to do grocery shopping or even to like wash my hair? Nope. It's just not going to happen. This is a season of dry shampoo. It's a season of having a little more, not fast food, but takeout, having, you know, frozen meals that are hopefully healthy. But it's okay to recognize that with changes in seasons, quite literally like we are experiencing right now in Minnesota, shout out to Minnesota Four Seasons, you have to realize that your business and your family also go through seasons. There's seasons of winters, there's seasons of harvest, there's seasons of whoa, everything isn't working right now. And that's okay. So it's interesting because, like I said, this season, suddenly a huge workload was added on. Of course, I made that decision. And so am I feeling a little more tired? Yes. Am I feeling like I'm balancing everything perfectly? Absolutely not. Am I feeling like I have balance with friendships and with family outside of my husband and kids right now? Nope, not even close. I don't even hardly have as much time to read. I'm having to like read while I'm laying in bed getting ready to go to sleep. I'm having to, and I still love to read. So I'm like, where am I going to fit this in? It doesn't always fit. So I'll share a few things that have been helpful. But remember, like I said, there are different seasons in our lives, in our business, sometimes several seasons in a year. And this season is one that most of us in our lifetimes have never navigated before. Yeah, it's intense. So I think about number one, we build our business based on a business by design. And that has served me and my family so well. The business by design basically means like I get to decide what time do I want to start work? What time do I want to end work? Where do I want to work? How do I want to dress for work? How busy do I want to be throughout the day? How much content do I want to create? Ultimately, we get to decide what our business looks like. And because we took on this whole other course and this whole other like program that we're building out, I have to recognize like I took this on willingly. Maybe I didn't think it through with the whole virtual learning and homeschooling thing. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. I totally didn't think that through. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is now suddenly a super intense season. And yet I'm still trying to like work out every single day. It's not all always fitting. I'm trying to like call my mom while I'm walking on the treadmill on an incline. And you know what, you guys? There are seasons where it is so not glamorous. So while the business by design helps, there are times where we take on more, especially in seasons of like planting seeds. This is a seed planting season. It's extra work so that we can have a harvest. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be wonderful. But there is a little bit of sacrifice. Now, what I won't sacrifice is my family. So what helps me, so think about this. This morning, I refuse to touch work before 9 a.m. Refuse. Don't text me about work. I won't check it. I've got a different phone for just family and friends. That helps me a lot. I don't have social media. I don't have social media on this second phone just for friends and family. But this morning, okay, so this is just a beautiful moment. I recognized that my kid said, Mom, can you go with today on the drive to school? Can you come with on drop off? And I was like, yes, I can. And it was so cool to have those 20 minutes in the car laughing with the girls, having so much fun. I'm not always the one that does the drop offs, but the fact that they asked and the fact that I was able to be a part of that, that is proof that the business by design is the only thing that works. And so I look at the business by design that I chose by taking on more work and realize the only reason that there's so much right now is because I haven't pruned back on one portion in order to accommodate the extra. Now, if you have young kids and you're listening to this, first and foremost, give yourself a heaping dose serving of grace. The season when the kids are young is so challenging, and I want to be honest about that, but it's also so beautiful, and it's short, and it's precious, and it's only going to happen a few times in our lives, sometimes for some of us once, and so while there may be times where you're like, this is too much, and this is too hard, it's just a season. I think about when my kids are grown, and I'll be, oh gosh, like, I can't do the math. I'm so glad I don't have to be a math expert to run a business. I can use spreadsheets and calculators for all that. I literally can't do this math. I'm so tired. 47. I will be 47 when all three of the kids are 18. And that's going to be a very different season. It's going to be different when all three of the kids are at least 13. They're going to want to do their own thing. Maybe they'll be around, but sometimes they're going to be with friends and there's going to be a lot more time. Is that going to be a season where it's easier to sprint and to launch and to write books and do all the things? Yeah, probably. I'll also probably take up gardening too, because that's a different season. But for now, I always just start with what is most important, and that's family and business. Faith is a given. That one always fits into my schedule. Faith, self-care, those always come first in the morning before anyone else wakes up. And I swear that keeps me sane. But what is most important? Is it that I get everything done flawlessly and show up on every single social media platform every single day and launch all the things and make $10 million per year? Is that the most important thing in this season? Or is it more important that I am here when my kids say, hey, mom, can you come for a drop off today? I'm going to go with when the kids say, hey, mom, can you go to drop off today? I can't every day. Sometimes I'm going to need some time to myself. But knowing what season you're in is like the first key to managing life, family, business. Know the season you're in and then build your business by design. Now, you may notice one thing. You may say, okay, but does that mean that I'm going to have to say no to some things? Yes. Absolutely. You're going to say no to a lot of things. And it's okay. It's a little scary sometimes because you think, like, if I say no to these things, are they ever going to come back? Is there ever going to be the opportunity to do these things again? Oh, yeah. One of my favorite people to listen to, Roland Frazier, he said, there's this funny thing about once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. He said they seem to come around 2 to 3 times a year for the rest of your life. And that sticks with me anytime that I get FOMO or I get nervous about saying no to something. If it's really that special, it will show up again. It's okay to say no in this season. It's okay to focus on business and family. If I can't do both in this season, it doesn't make sense. So, how do I manage my time with business and family? The long and the short answer is by knowing what season I'm in, building the business according to my business by design, saying no to things that don't fit in accordingly, and then the final thing, you may have noticed a few other things too, like I have a separate cell phone intentionally, keep my work in the office, but then I time block. I time block religiously. My entire schedule is blocked out for my entire day. Every single thing from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every single day. I hope that this episode served you. By the way, if you're looking for support in mentorship, in mastermind networking, if you want to start tweaking your business and making it a business by design, let me know either by sending me a message on Instagram or by tagging me in your Instagram stories at the Mrs. Peterson, or just head on over to click CLIQUE4life.com and go ahead and apply. And if it's a good fit, I would love to mentor you. It's not free. It's not cheap, but you'll get my all, including my awesome network and crew that support you in growth according to your business by design. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.